Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower, time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go, I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares, I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fear in eternity, will I hear well done when he turn to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it, got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess my heart was. After will I end up empty-handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters.
Late nights, I can't sleep. Will I fall? Will I peek through the curtains? All I see, fingers pointed at me, and they watching, and they watching, and they watching, and they watching, and I'm wondering what they thinking, thinking about. Late nights, I can't sleep. Counting cash, counting sheep.
It's Wednesday again, y'all. I'm your host, Mike Bell, back with you with another episode of Press Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. The song you heard playing was Lecrae. It's called Fear, and it leads us into our story for the day. The children of Israel, they had been in the wilderness, and they had been promised by God a land that was flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan. They sent spies into the land of Canaan to check it out, to see if the people there were strong or weak, or what they had to do to possess this land. After 40 days, the spies returned, and they had a negative report. They said that all the people in this land were giants. We can't attack them. There's no way that we would win and take this land. Furthermore, we saw Nephilim, the descendants of Anak, giants. We looked like grasshoppers to them in our own eyes, and they looked at us the same way. So all that night, the members of the community raised their voices, wept aloud. They cried out against God, saying, "Has God brought us out of Egypt just to be killed by the sword? If only we had died in Egypt, then we wouldn't have to worry about this." The people were terrified, and Joshua, one of the spies who had went with them to spy out the land, stood and tried to convince all Israel that with God on our side, we can do it, we can take it. But nobody believed, so the glory of the Lord appeared and said, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me? Despite of all the signs I performed among them, I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them. Not one of them will ever see the land that I promised on oath to their ancestors. Not one of them will enter the land that I promised. No one who has treated me with contempt will see it, will see it, will see it, will see it, will see it." So let's fast forward for a minute. How does this apply to us in 2015? How many things has God put on your heart to do that you've allowed fear to paralyze you and stop you from going to get the very thing that God told you? It's not just a choice of not to do it. It's actually an act of disobedience when God tells you to go and claim something for his kingdom and you're too afraid to go get it. Fear will cause you to miss out on God's promise for your life. Listen, y'all. The bottom line is this. I know you're scared. I know it seems like a daunting task in front of you, the thing that's in your heart, the dream that God gave you. I know you're scared. There's nothing wrong with being scared. It was Franklin D. Roosevelt that said that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the assessment that there's something more important than the fear. There's something that you're trying to get to that you can't allow the fear to hinder you from getting to. That has to be the motivation for overcoming the fear. Remember, the children of Israel looked like grasshoppers in their own eyes. It was their own fear that was paralyzing them. The old African proverb says, if there's no enemy within, the enemies outside can do us no harm. No more excuses, y'all. This is Mike Bell on Press Podcast.